Who are you?
My name is Richard E. Perry, and I play in the band called The Arcade Fire.
What do you play in The Arcade Fire?
I play a lot of different instruments. I play the double bass and electric guitar and percussion and piano and electric bass and accordion and xylophone.
And Richard, you also play something that I think will make you more comfortable in this interview, and I've brought it here because no Arcade Fire interview is possible without...
Wow, it's a motorcycle helmet.
So you have to do an interview with the Arcade Fire with the motorcycle helmet. That's awesome. Now, what is the connection between the Arcade Fire and motorcycle helmets?
There's no real connection. It's more just like we've used them as props. We use them as like percussion instruments and as props.
You specifically?
Me specifically and William from the band. We use them as props on stage.
And although I asked you to wear your prop right now, you refuse to. So you refuse to wear sometimes the motorcycle helmets.
I suppose so. It's kind of a stage only thing.
Richard, here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, playing with the Arcade Fire. Are you ever going to go wireless? I've heard some complaints that the band is not wireless.
Do you mean like wireless internet or like wireless guitars?
Wireless guitar, because like everybody's up on stage and everybody's running into everybody. Like, time to go wireless in the Arcade Fire.
We tried that. That was the theory in the band that it would be better, but we tried it and then it just seemed a little bit more complicated. It was a little too complicated for us dim-witted Arcade Fire folks.
And Richard of the Arcade Fire, does Wynn really like blood?
What do you mean?
I thought he likes blood. He likes blood on the instruments.
Sometimes there is blood on our instruments, but I don't know if we like it, per se.
I thought he likes it. Like, every gig, if there's no blood on instruments, it's not a good Arcade Fire gig. Has there been blood on the instruments?
There has often been blood on the instruments, and none of us really like it that much because it means someone is hurting afterwards.
Richard, one great thing about the Arcade Fire is the audience participation.
Is that so?
Do you remember, Richard, that Canadian band, The Shuffle?
The Shuffle Demons?
The Shuffle Demons, known for Spadina.
Spadina Bus.
Spadina Bus. What they used to do during their gigs is lead the crowd outside the venue into another venue and just, like, take it over. You guys have done very similar things, haven't you, in the Arcade Fire?
Yeah, I didn't know they did that. That's a really good idea.
Like, what did you do in Portland? You led everybody out of the venue? Or what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to lead all 4,000 people out of the venue?
Hard to say. We don't usually plan that kind of thing. We just kind of see where the spirit takes us. But in Portland, we led everybody out, like, into the middle of an intersection and kind of blocked traffic and sang some songs. It was really fun.
Now, was this at the end of the gig?
Yeah, it was right at the end. Yeah.
So you'd never do it in the middle of the gig and then try to bring everybody back in?
No. No.
Because what the Shuffle Demons did is they led everybody out of this club in Vancouver into another club, and they went back into the club that they were playing.
Did everyone stay?
Everybody stayed. That's what I'd be worried about, is that people wouldn't actually come back into the club.
Yeah, it seems like you might break the continuity up a little bit.
And Richard, in the Arcade Fire, did you guys once act out Super Mario visuals?
Yeah.
Like arcade game videos.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Me and Will sort of acted it out while Regine played the Super Mario Brothers music on the keyboard.
There's always interesting things about the Arcade Fire. Was there a workshop that you guys played the unicorns didn't show up at and you taught screaming to the kids? The Arcade Fire taught screaming to the kids, Richard?
No. Well, we did play a workshop at Hillside Festival in Guelph, and the unicorns didn't show up except for Jamie showed up. But then we just kind of turned it into like an improv song workshop. It wasn't really... We weren't teaching anyone screaming. There was a lot of screaming going on, but there wasn't... We weren't, like, teaching anyone screaming.
What about that band Amusement Parks on Fire? What's going on with that, Richard, of the Arcade Fire?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know anything about them.
There's a band called Amusement Parks on Fire.
Yeah. I know that, but I don't know anything about them.
You do know about a gentleman called David...
Cross.
Bow.
Down.
E.
Hey.
David Bowie!
Oh, David Bowie.
David Bowie, you guys did the song 5 years with him, didn't you?
It's true.
So what's it like when you're up there with David Bowie? Like, how do you decide who sings what? Were you looking at him?
We rehearsed it a couple times. We just kind of traded off parts and figured out who would sing what, and we all sang the choruses together and just kind of tried to not make it too precise.
Was there any tense moment, though? Like, you're looking over and there's David Bowie and he's like, Richard, don't sing, it's my turn!
No.
You also did the song Queen Bitch?
Yep, different show, but yep.
Which is amazing, because the band Penis Flytrap also does Queen Bitch.
I don't know who that band is.
And Green River.
Green River, the pre-Pearl Jam Green River?
Yeah, they did Queen Bitch too.
Oh, wow. Huh.
So Arcade Fire down with the grunge.
I guess so.
Richard, of the Arcade Fire, there's many connections between Arcade Fire and Vancouver Island, aren't there?
No.
Yes, there are. The Unicorns are from Vancouver Island originally.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Unicorns took you on your first tour.
That's true.
And your violinist, Sarah.
Yes.
Is from?
Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island. From Merville in Vancouver Island.
That's true.
And who are you taking on tour right now, Richard of the Arcade Fire?
The Bell Orchestra and the Wolf Parade.
And where are Wolf Parade originally from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver?
Victoria.
Yeah, which is on Vancouver?
Island.
So there are many connections.
That's true. That's true.
Now, what I was wondering, Richard of the Arcade Fire, was, it's interesting charting your progress, isn't it, the band?
It's not that, I guess it's interesting, yeah.
Here is a quote from Wynn. This is from June 10th, 2004, by Cameron Gordon, Soulshine Magazine. Of course, only 1,000 people in the world have heard of us.
Go on.
That was June 10th, 2004.
Right, okay.
So, I found another quote, November 8th, 2004, to Joshua Arrett of Junk Media. I mean, there are only 30,000 people in the world that have heard of us.
It's true.
It's expanding. So how many people now have heard of the Arcade Fire? At one point it was 1,000, 30,000. Now what is it?
It's a hard thing to gauge. I would say in the area of 500,000, I would say, probably.
That's amazing, from 1,000 to 500,000.
Yeah.
And now you're saying it in this interview, so I can quote it back to you another time.
That's a guess. That's a rough guesstimate. But.
And Richard of the Arcade Fire, looking in Mojo Magazine a couple months ago, remember Mojo Magazine? Do you remember
this?
If you could open it up there to the little thing. What does it say right there? Could you read what I'm what I've highlighted right there? What is there, Richard?
Band routinely
deals. No, right there, right there.
Another.
No, right there.
The... band routinely deals.
No. On the day of their second London gig.
Oh, that.
Yes.
On the, day of their second London gig, they turned down the front cover of the Canadian edition of Time. We put our first record six months ago, says singer-guitarist Wynn Butler, incredulously, the cover of Time just seemed like a disaster.
So what the hell happened? You ended up on the cover of Time magazine.
They stole that photo.
What do you mean?
This was a photo from another photo shoot we did for another magazine, and Time used this photo and put it on the cover of their magazine.
And I thought that's totally fascinating. You're denying being on the cover of Time, and in Baboon, we are on the cover of Time.
Well, yeah.
How did your opinions change?
Well, they didn't, really. Time just kind of went ahead and did this, and probably for the best, who knows.
So you changed. You said you don't want to be on the cover of Time, and you're a cover of Time, but you know what's great about the Arcade Fire is you guys are like the food chain, you know?
What do you mean?
You're like the food chain. For instance, you were asked to open up for Coldplay.
That's true.
And you said?
We said we can't do that right now.
Which is great, because who got to open up for Coldplay instead?
Black Mountain.
From?
Vancouver Island.
Yes, exactly. Now, also, Richard, I got to thank you a lot for this. Your band, the Arcade
Fire,
was asked to be on the cover of Chart Magazine.
Yeah.
And you guys said?
We were busy at that time.
So you said?
We said no.
So you said no. So who got to be on the cover of Chart Magazine? Because you weren't on the cover of Chart Magazine?
Nardwar, Greatest Hits.
Yes, the food chain! Thank you, Arcade Fire, because you're turning down all these things. Coldplay helped Black Mountain. You turn down Chart, you help me. I end up on the cover of Chart because of Arcade Fire.
That's good.
The food chain effect.
This is great. This is a really nice picture.
And you know what's wild? It isn't stopping there. As we know, it's going on to this right here. Quick, you tell the people that do they know it's Halloween?
Oh, this is
release, great. Which includes the Arcade Fire and me.
And Nardwar.
What is this? How did I end up getting aboard this bandwagon? Yeah. What is this all about?
You tell me, pal.
Well, tell me. What do you know about Do They Know This Is Halloween?
Do They Know It's Halloween is the brainchild of a few friends of mine who used to be in a band called The Unicorns, and one Adam Goldner. And it's a song to raise awareness about Halloween.
And on this particular release, Regine is barking like a dog, isn't she?
Yeah, it's true.
Does she bark really well like a dog?
I don't know. I wasn't there when they recorded.
But how about up on stage? Is there any dog barking in the Arcade Fire?
No.
Richard of the Arcade Fire, do you realize the corporate influence that you guys are having?
What do you mean, exactly?
The corporate influence of the Arcade Fire, Richard.
You mean like we're influencing corporations?
Yes, you are. Right over here, check this out. We have this email that was sent out, and I love it. This is how the Arcade Fire are influencing corporations. This was an email sent out. I am currently seeking songs sounding like Interpol and the Arcade
Fire.
The submitted tracks must sound like music from Interpol and the
Arcade Fire.
This is for a hit
TV show.
Hit TV show! This is amazing, isn't it?
Please feel free to pass on to anyone you feel appropriate.
Wow.
Is that to me is a moment like, oh my god, I can't believe it. This sound must sound exactly like the Arcade Fire.
Yeah, it's a funny notion.
So what moments have you experienced, Richard, of the Arcade Fire, like meeting Jay-Z? Did you meet Jay-Z?
No.
Did you have any experiences like that? Like, for instance, David Bowie on stage, is that the penultimate?
I was stuck in an elevator with Destiny's Child. That was sort of a weird moment.
Didn't Wolf Parade end up in
Kamloops?
They ended up in like Elle Magazine. Wolf Parade in Elle Magazine.
Yeah, Kamloops, weird.
Nardwar in the cover of Chart, Wolf Parade in Elle Magazine. Will you stop this Arcade Fire?
It's totally out of our hands.
It's going crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which members of Destiny's Child, by the way, did you meet?
All of them.
All of them?
I didn't meet them. We were just in an elevator with them.
Well, that's a pretty big elevator. And there were no bodyguards?
There were bodyguards.
I was wondering also, Richard, how long have you been with the Arcade Fire?
It's sort of hard to say, because I was sort of with them before officially being part of the band for quite a while, like kind of helping them out when it was kind of a different band. But kind of three and a half years.
What was the early response like to the Arcade Fire?
It was good. It was a different, the earliest response, it was sort of a different band then, but it was good.
I have some samplings of some early response to the Arcade Fire. It wasn't easy, was it?
What, this response wasn't easy?
Well, like the Arcade Fire, it wasn't good right off the bat, was it?
I liked it right off the bat.
There was some response here. This is from the Montreal Mirror, March 4th, 2004.
Uh-huh.
March 4th, 2004 from the Montreal Mirror. The Arcade Fire, a pretentious singer who gave his audience shit for not paying attention to the noise from the stage.
Oh yeah, that's right.
People not smiling at the concert. People were trying to compose themselves as to not to leave and have to miss out on a great artist like Hoxley Workman.
I remember that show.
Arcade Fire can suck rhino's testicles.
It didn't say that.
Yes, it did say that. This is from the Montreal Mirror, March 4th, 2004. This was an Arcade Fire reaction. What was the gig like with Hoxley Workman?
We didn't really stick around for Hoxley Workman. We packed up and kind of got out of there. It wasn't really our most shining moment.
Because his Montreal Mirror fan here, they were quite reactive, weren't they? The Hoxley Workman fans. How did they react? Do you remember them being that reactive?
Some of them liked us a lot, and a lot of them didn't really care.
And Wynn's fashion sense, he's not here right now. How would you describe Wynn's fashion sense?
I don't know, kind of plain.
Is he going to have his own clothing line?
No.
Not at all?
No.
What about Toms of Maine? I thought you guys liked Toms of Maine.
How do you know that? Who did you hear that from?
You love Toms of Maine.
We like it. We like it good, yeah.
What is Toms of Maine? It's a nice store, isn't it?
No, it's a they make toothpaste. It's a toothpaste, and they make deodorant and dental floss and stuff like that.
Is that when you were hanging out with the 100-year-old cow dung?
Yeah, same time.
What is 100-year-old cow dung like? Like, how do you know it's 100 years old?
It doesn't, It doesn't have as much of a smell as it does when it's new.
Richard, can you tell me lastly here, did Wynn really serve in a merchant marine?
No.
I heard that he served in a merchant marine with a guy from Merge Records.
That's not true.
And how about Regine? Did Regine really have some relatives that served with Castro?
No. Not with Castro.
With some Cuban dissidents?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's hardcore.
That's hardcore. Regine's hardcore lady.
So, Richard of the Arcade Fire, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No. Enjoy Vancouver.
And Vancouver
Island.
So will you admit, finally now, at the end of this interview, Richard from the Arcade
Fire,
that there are some Vancouver Island connections to the Arcade Fire?
Yeah. We know a lot of people from Vancouver Island.
And you promise now never to deny that.
I'll never deny that.
And I didn't even mention Guelph, because I think Guelph is really the home base, isn't it? Like, how dare I not mention Guelph? Well, you did mention the Hillside Festival, but how dare I not mention Guelph, right?
Well, that's your problem.
But I was trying to bring it up again.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean it's my problem? You created my problems. You put me in the cover of magazines. Thank you. You put Wolf Parade in L. You put Black Mountain on tour with Coldplay. And they got to meet, like, Lindsay Lohan because of that. Thank you, sloppy seconds. Richard of the Arcade Fire, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No.
Why should people care about the Arcade Fire?
They shouldn't.
Well, thanks much, Richard of the Arcade Fire. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-do-do.
Have a good lunch.
Almost. Do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do.
Thank you.